California election continues dominance of Adam Schiff, Democrats. Commentary. On March 1, the Berkeley IGS poll reported, Garvey now in a statistical tie with Schiff in full-term U.S. Senate primary. Republican U.S. candidate and former baseball star Steve Garvey scored 27%, followed by Democratic Representatives Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee garnering 25%, 19%, and 8%, respectively. Election day numbers were even closer. Preliminary results from Secretary of State Shirley Weber show, Mr. Schiff 33.2%, Mr. Garvey 32.4%, Ms. Porter 13.8%, and Ms. Lee 7.4%. But if we add up the numbers by party, including numerous minor candidates who got less than 1%, we get Democrats 57.3%. Republicans 40.8%. The American Independent 0.2%. The Libertarian 0.5%. No party preference 1%. That is similar to almost all recent statewide elections, in which Republicans strain to rise above 40%. Mr. Garvey is unlikely to hit any better. Then there's voter registration. As of February 20, here's Ms. Weber's January statewide numbers tally: 46.59% Democrat, 24.41% Republican, 21.84% no party preference, 7.16% other. If Mr. Garvey catches all 24.41% from his fellow Republicans, plus all the 21.84% from NPP, he would hit 46.25%, still below the 46.59% for all Democrats. Mr. Garvey then would have to catch at least one percentage point from the other category, Oregon Democrats who for some reason don't like Mr. Schiff. Mr. Garvey also has refused so far to say he will vote for President Trump, who after his Super Tuesday victories across the country is the presumptive Republican nominee for president. Yet on Tuesday in California, Mr. Trump garnered 78.6% of Republican votes. California's GOP now is MAGA territory. Unless Mr. Garvey endorses Mr. Trump won't endorse him, which may cost Mr. Garvey Republican votes. The top two system prevents a third option from appearing on the November 5th ballot, so some might just leave that part of the ballot blank. As I detailed in my February 12th Epoch Times article, What Political Flyers Show Us About California's March 5th Election, Mr. Schiff sent out numerous flyers boosting Mr. Garvey's two previous votes for Mr. Trump. That made sure Mr. Garvey finished second, ahead of Ms. Porter. Mr. Schiff likely will continue that winning strategy, although this time not to boost Mr. Garvey among Republicans, but to ensure anti-Trump Democrats and NPP stick with Mr. Schiff. Thus, it's not looking good for Mr. Garvey. His best strategy probably is to embrace Mr. Trump to keep Republicans from defecting. But if he does that, many NPPs may be turned off. Again, let me decry Republicans' inability to focus on getting rid of the top two system, perhaps by expanding it to top four. There is much disaffection in the Democrat Party for status quo candidates like Mr. Schiff. In Michigan a week ago, 100,000 Democrats voted uncommitted for president as a protest against President Biden's policy of supporting Israel in its war with Hamas. Come November, those voters could cost Mr. Biden Michigan's 15 electoral votes to Mr. Trump, even though the latter also supports Israel's policy. If California had a top four system, many Democrats disaffected with Mr. Schiff, who is even more supportive of Israel than Mr. Biden, would vote third party, reducing his vote total. That would provide a path for Mr. Garvey, also a strong supporter of Israel, if he were able to achieve 40% or so of the vote. But that is not to be this year, because of the anti-democracy top two system. PROP 1 bond vote damaging Newsom. As I write, Proposition 1 is barely winning with just 50.2% of the vote. That could change in the coming days and weeks. It would spend $6.4 billion on mental health and housing programs for the homeless. The official ballot language said it would cost $300 million a year from the state's general fund. But as I wrote in my Epoch Times analysis from January 22, the real cost will be $600 million a year. And I pointed out my longtime saying, bonds are delayed tax increases. The money has to come from somewhere. But here's what's interesting. Ballotpedia tallied $14.3 million for the yes on PROP one side. That mainly included $13.4 billion from Newsom's ballot measure committee. Yes on Prop 1. But the no side raised only $1,000. Almost nothing. Governor Gavin Newsom closely tied his name to promoting the measure. He knows his national stature for a future presidential run depends on him doing something, anything, to reduce the international disgrace of the state's homelessness crisis. In last December's PPIC poll, it was supported by two-thirds of likely voters. And in its latest poll, from February 27, PROP1 still grabbed 59% support. It may be voters are upset with Mr. Newsom's mishandling of the state, not just the homelessness, but the projected $73 billion deficit, the rise of crime, and his grandstanding around the country for his Oval Office ambitions. Maybe they have become suspicious of anything he proposes. The close vote, even if PROP1 wins, will fuel proponents of a second recall attempt by Rescue California, the same outfit that put a recall against him on the ballot in 2021. It lost that time, with 62% voting no. Previously, in 2018, he had won the governorship by the same number, 62%. But his 2022 re-election bid won him only 59%. Although Mr. Newsom as lieutenant governor from 2011 to 2019 sat next to Governor Jerry Brown, he didn't learn that veterans' frugality with the budget and attention to the details of state problems. Former State Senator John Moorlach was in office 2015 to 2020, and his Capitol office was directly above that of the lieutenant governors. When I was his press secretary, he told me he almost never saw Mr. Newsom in the Capitol, whereas Mr. Brown often went around and talked to legislators, including Republicans. Mr. Brown liked Mr. Moorlach's background as a CPA and attention to spending restraint. Conclusion: dysfunction remains. So far, what we've seen is no departure from the state's general dysfunction. The Republicans can't get their act together to challenge the one-party dominance of the Democrats. And the Democrats, beginning with Mr. Newsom, continue their unrealistic spending spree, including with PROP1, if it passes. But reality has a way of slapping you in the face. Even a mild recession will turn that $73 billion deficit into $100 billion and more, the flip side of the nearly $100 billion surplus of 2 years ago. In many ways, this state is like one of those California lottery winners who blows his $100 million Super Lotto Plus jackpot in a couple of months. Although without the decadent fun,